Robinhood Radio presents Agriculture from Tucana Farms. Here's Mark Scherzer.
This week marks the first light frost of the season, which seems to me exceptionally late. Hard frosts are likely just around the corner, however, and when they come, one of my first priorities will be to harvest the magnificent hornet's nest that Victoria noticed hanging from a chain inside the gazebo, like a perfectly placed chandelier. I plan to ship it off to Kyle, our former farmhand, now comfortably ensconced in Long Beach, California, where I expect he will use laminated cross-sectional slices of the nest to create more of the magnificent boxes he made using other hornets' nests when he was here. There's great comfort in recognizing that the frost does not bring all productive life to a close. It's tempting to consider just closing up shop when the tomatoes and peppers collapse and the cucumber and bean vines shrivel up, but it would be a grave mistake. For some plants, particularly the brassicas like collard greens and Brussels sprouts, the frost is a sweetener, making the fall their ideal harvest time. Lettuces, and especially those in the frisée, escarole, and endive family, thrive in the cool weather. And as their vines die back, the Long Island cheese pumpkins and other winter squashes are just coming ready to harvest. Only after the floral display on the Jerusalem artichokes dies back do I feel right about digging up and eating the tubers underground from which they spring. While you might consider the plant harvest to be simply a winding down, a sort of tailing off of the summer, there's another harvest that for us only begins now, the livestock. Feeding on green pastures all summer, the animals convert the nutrients in plants into proteins of meats. Now, when there's no longer a supply of fresh vegetation to nourish them, is the time to start extracting that stored energy, most of which we freeze to nourish us, and hopefully you, through the winter. The first in a series of harvests of this sort comes this Monday, when our extremely plump Freedom Ranger chickens go to market. And then there will be the fiber harvest from the November shearing of our caracol sheep. We have bag upon bag of wool from past shearings piled in the hayloft of the barn and the attic of the house, a heretofore largely untapped resource, I'm afraid. But I have great hopes that new farm residents Troy and Victoria, who are fabric, fiber, spinning, and weaving enthusiasts, are going to bring the energy, interest, and commitment necessary to do something useful and profitable with this product that always seemed too daunting a project for me and Peter. My expectations for success along these lines grew considerably last weekend when Victoria, using simple washers and wire, managed to fix the wonky wheels on a garden cart that nobody else seemed anxious to approach for the last 3 years. If she can get that garden cart back productive again, imagine what she'll be able to figure out to do with all that wool. You may be judging that I, the grieving widower, am trying to take comfort in the thought that death is not so final, does not bring things so definitively to a close, that in the death of things there are the seeds and energy to perpetuate life, that what dies back makes room for something else to come into its own, that there's even a beauty in the shift of the harvest from a season of burgeoning life to a season of dying back. Yes, predictable and pat as all that seems, I do take some comfort, but I'd rather have summer back.
Mark Scherzer of Tucana Farm, specializing in heritage breeds of livestock on their 40-acre farm in Germantown, New York. Mark presides over his law firm, Mark Scherzer Law Office, which specializes in health law, also in the Wall Street area. TucanaFarms.com. Their email, farm@TucanaFarms.com or 518-537-3815.